Congressman Anthony Weiner inspired countless headline puns a few years back when he was caught texting provocative selfies. Then he ran for mayor of New York and went from tabloid punchline to political punching bag. Remarkably, he let a film crew record it all. The result is a documentary called Simply Weiner. Here's critic Bob Mondello.
The film introduces us first to the Anthony Weiner his constituents thought they knew. Fiery, progressive, principled, railing at his fellow congressman like a latter-day Mr. Smith gone to Washington.
It's Republicans wrapping their arms around Republicans rather than doing the right thing on behalf of the heroes.
Then comes the very public sexting scandal.
A photo of an anonymous man's bulging underwear
was tweeted from Congressman Weiner's account.
And the equally public fall from grace.
Today I am announcing my resignation from Congress.
And that, figured most observers, was that. Weiner's marriage to Huma Abedin, an advisor to Hillary Clinton, appeared to have survived the scandal, but the presumption in most circles was that his political career had not. Weiner himself, though, felt differently.
The punchline is true about me. I did the dumb thing, but I did a lot of other things, too.
So he announced his candidacy for mayor of New York, which is when filmmakers Josh Krugman, who was his former aide, and Elise Steinberg entered the picture. Candidate Weiner granted them seemingly unlimited access to his home and his campaign, which means they're there when things are going well. Weiner actually led in the polls for a while. But they're also there when a second scandal breaks. More racy photos sent after Weiner had supposedly learned his lesson. The cameras capture the humiliations visited on the candidate's remarkably composed wife, as well as the awkward strategy sessions with staffers who are suddenly tasked with damage control and with untangling who said what to whom when.
Can I just say multiple people? Or is it just this one?
I think you've got to, there was more than one, so I think we've got to answer the question.
Come on, son.
The problem was series of interviews that I did when I got in the race.
As you can hear, housing in the Bronx has been pushed to a back burner. Weiner sometimes deflects on camera. At one point, he argues that the media just needs a villain, and he's it. But when the filmmakers push, he also cops more than once to being responsible for the pain he's caused his family and the disappointment he's been to his supporters. Given all that, it is reasonable to ask, and in fact, at one point, the filmmakers do ask, why are you letting us film? They don't get a real answer, but they do continue to get access, which means their documentary provides an insider's view of what happens on the campaign trail when questions turn unanswerable.
What is wrong with you?
Why should we trust your judgment?
Your brother said that your father never hugged you.
And what happens to a political animal when he's so done in by his own hubris that even his considerable rhetorical gifts...
I am profoundly sorry. And for that, I am profoundly sorry.
...are no longer enough to redeem him. I'm Bob Mondello.